Hello.
Hi, this is Chris from Opinion Research. Today, we're talking to people in your area about local issues. This survey is a quick survey. Now, to begin, are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you very much. And how likely are you to vote this November, in this November election for a president and governor of North Carolina? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not likely at all?
Definitely.
So the options that we have are very likely to vote, somewhat likely, and
very likely.
Thank you. Now, overall, how would you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina? Would you rate it as excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. And when it comes to the overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? Under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protections for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people. Or, under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people, and his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America.
Number one,
thank you. Next, mark your opinion of each of the following people active in politics as either very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. First, we have Lori Buckout.
I don't know her.
Thank you. Then we have Don Davis.
Don't know him either.
Then we have Donald Trump.
I'd vote for Biden if he was in a coma.
what's your opinion of him based on the scale? Is it somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Trump?
Yes.
Very, very unfavorable.
Thank you. Then we have Kamala Harris.
Favorable.
And is that somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Roy Cooper.
I like Roy Cooper.
And is that somewhat or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. And finally, we have Joe Biden.
What about him?
do you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable?
Yes, very favorable.
Okay.
Very
Thank
favorable.
You. Thank you. Now, if this year's presidential election were held today, would you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an Independent?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And in this year's election for North Carolina governor, would you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, or Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you had to choose today?
It's not your body anymore. No, I'll go for Justin.
Thank you. And in the election for U.S. Congress from your area, which candidate would you choose if you had to vote today? Don Davis, the Democrat, Lori Buckout, the Republican, or Tom Bailey, a Libertarian?
Davis.
Thank you. And do you belong to a credit union or not?
No.
Thank you. And what is your gender? Is it male, female, other?
Male.
Thank you. And could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and over?
55, 64.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself African American or black?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish ancestry?
No.
And are you a member or of either the military reserves, or a retired military veteran?
Nope.
Thank you. Now, to complete the survey, answer yes or no if you regularly watch movies or shows on each of the following streaming services. Peacock, yes or no?
No.
Hulu?
Nope. Oh, yeah, once in a while.
Oh, okay. How should I record your answer as yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Paramount Plus.
No.
YouTube TV?
No.
Sling TV?
No.
ESPN Plus?
ESPN Plus.
ESPN Plus, yes.
No.
Thank you. Then we have Disney Plus?
No.
And Fubo?
No.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you.